Hey, my friends. Welcome back to the worldwide broadcast, the Tevin Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Thank you guys for joining us today. A couple minutes late, which we never are, but here we are, ready to rock and roll.
Well, we weren't late. The computer was doing
it. We had a little tech glitch, but we got it dialed in now, and we're back at it like always.
So we're going to go live from 11 to 11:08 now. Give us a full hour, so you guys just hang on with us. We'll be covering some funny stuff today and some interesting stuff. In fact,
check out the podcast platform too, guys, on the site that we have. We put this show together for you guys, thebrowershow.com. This has the most comprehensive breakdown of every single show we do every single day, including all the links if you want to watch on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Gab, Spotify, Rumble, YouTube. All my YouTube live listeners, appreciate you guys every day getting in there, bringing some topics up to us while his phone rings over here. I'll let him handle that since we're live. And so we got these platforms on here, and we're looking at what's going on now with everything that's happening with different articles, topics, Berberine Ultimate on sale for product of the week. You can watch live on here. You can do everything. This show, this platform is why we brought it to you, and you can also click right at the top, and then you got the product of the week, including all the different supplements on healthmasters.com. So check it out. Give us some likes, reviews, thumbs up, whatever other emojis you want to post on YouTube today on there. Just if you got any health questions, I'll tell you guys, throw something in the chat. We'll answer the best we can if we can. And so, thanks for the support on that, guys. And what are you doing besides answering your phone?
Sometimes. since we had an eight-minute sabbatical for 8 minutes while we were waiting for the show to get booted back up again, I was making a couple phone calls I needed to, and I had not turned my phone off yet.
That's obvious. All right, anyways.
I profusely apologize.
Well, you owned it, so let's move on.
By the way, inside Trump's push to get RFK Jr. to slash vaccines due to autism links, as president's scathing assessment of the health boss is revealed. This is a very strange article for me. It's from the Daily Mail, so YouTube don't have a flip out. Okay? Let's just chill out with YouTube this morning. The president has reportedly ignored top aides and pushed Robert F. Kennedy to slash vaccine requirements for children due to alleged autism links. Trump is said to have surprised the health secretary at his Virginia golf course when he accused him of not doing enough to find scientific research that backed up long-held theories. You know, it's funny to me. I can give these guys 400 articles about vaccines and autism. So I don't know why you can't find any articles that back up the research. Multiple sources told the Wall Street Journal that the confrontation between the two in May is common, with some saying the president turns nearly every conversation with Kennedy into the vaccine topic. Now, this is very strange for me.
Trump brought this up a lot before he got elected.
Well, I think Barron's, his son, the 6'11" or whatever he is.
He's a big boy.
He's a big guy. I think he's autistic. I think he's on the spectrum. I see that because he never says anything, if you guys notice. Kennedy himself was allegedly surprised because much of Trump's White House inner circle has advised him to soften his rhetoric on vaccines ahead of the November midterms. The president wants Kennedy to be more active in fighting what they believe to be an activist federal judge who blocked federal health officials reducing the recommended number of childhood vaccines in March. You guys remember we reported on that. Trump's push reportedly led Kennedy to petition an appeals court to speed up his decision in the administration's appeal against Judge Brian E. Murphy's ruling. The president, multiple people told the WSJ, believes that his legacy could include lowering autism levels and that Kennedy should make it his number one priority. Trump has frequently questioned the links between vaccines and autism, going against many traditional health experts. Now, I'm going to stop for a second here. I want to talk about the brainwashing that's occurred with the American population for the past 40 years since the Vaccine Act happened with Ronald Reagan. People really believe, a lot of them really believe that vaccines have nothing to do with autism. They believe that. I mean, and you can sit here and you can argue with them until you're blue in the face, until you're unconscious from a lack of oxygen from arguing. You can do whatever you want. You can pitch a fit. You can raise HE double sticks. You can bounce up and down. You can scream and you can yell, and they still don't believe you. And you think, well, how did that happen? It's the brainwashing. It's Edward Bernays. It's what they did. Oh, we've lowered measles rates. We've lowered autism rates. We've lowered, mumps rates. We've lowered all these different rates. And they lie about all of it. Now, the rates have dropped in some areas as far as the amount of breakouts that we've had with measles, et cetera, whatever we've had. But remember, when we used to have measles, when I was in elementary school, they'd have a measles party and everybody wanted to get measles because it'd be one and done. Same thing with mumps. And there, I had both of them, and they were extremely painful. I didn't like any of them. Chicken.
Nobody says they love them.
Chicken pox is worse, but now I have lifetime immunity to it. And then the problem that you run into is when they start injecting you with countless amount of vaccines, like 76, I think, now, along with all the adjuvants and all the aluminum and all the mercury, it messes with the neurological patterns. Because remember, mercury, which is used in some vaccines, still like the flu vaccine, and also aluminum, which is used in almost all the vaccines, including the shots that are given to children. It's one of those things. It's basically a electrolyte, and it conducts electricity. And we're a biochemical machine that operates off an electrical current inside of our bodies. And so when you short out the brain with these chemicals and these heavy metals inside the brain, it has a tendency to cause damage to the brain. The brain's a biological computer. If you took a computer system that you have like on your laptop, and you sprinkled a bunch of, you know, and you had it running and the case was off of it, and you put a bunch of iron filings inside of it or aluminum filings inside of it or whatever, and you had the circuit board, it would short the board out. Does that make sense? That's the same thing the vaccines do to the brain. It shorts the brain out. And suddenly, a child was perfect till the 18th month MMR shot. Now, all of a sudden, the child has autism. He woke up the other morning and his lights were out. Couldn't talk anymore. He's done. And he was perfect until that shot. Well, there's enough research to show that happens, as far as some of it's going to be anecdotal. And here's why it's anecdotal. Anecdotal means it's observed research. In other words, we have all of these people out there that are having these kids coming out with autism, sometimes one kid, then the next kid, then the next kid, then the next kid. They're all coming out with autism, up to three. I've seen three at one time in one household. Well, after the first time, you got to start thinking to yourself, maybe I need to start looking at what happened here to this first child. After the second child, you need to really start thinking about what happened to the first and second child. And if you have it a third time, shame on you. What the heck's wrong with you? But that's how brainwashed people become. Well, there's no link. I heard it from the doctor. There's no link. The pediatrician who gets his $500,000 bonus from Blue Cross Blue Shield, if he has a large enough practice and he has full compliance with shots and with rates. And so what's happened is in the medical schools now for the past 40, 50 years, they've taught the vaccines are good. Vaccines are good. Vaccines are good. Well, if you had a clean vaccine with no adjuvants, which basically had a dead virus in it or whatever that your body could create immune system against, it's one thing. The problem is they don't like doing that because it costs too much money to do that. What they do, they put the dead virus in and they have to try to cause an inflammation in the infectious side for the body to produce antibodies. So they start adding all adjuvants like squalene, et cetera, into that shot in order to produce an inflammation response, okay, from your immune system. Well, the problem is your immune system starts going into hyperdrive. And then you don't have enough, you know, white blood cells, and you don't have enough, you know, D3, and the macrophages can't activate properly. You have a cytokine storm, and the brain swells. Child's damaged. Happens all the time.
And let me add something and interrupt you there for a second.
It's frustrating. Here.
This is super frustrating, and one of the main parts that's never addressed, and this I've said this to a lot of people, there are no clinical trials in existence where they test all the shots at each point in time in the shot schedule in conjunction with one.
But they can't.
For example,
they would find out what it did.
Right, exactly. 6 months, right? You got MMR, which is measles, mumps, rubella. You basically have the DTaP in some of them. You have the COVID shot. You've got the flu shot. You've got the chickenpox shot. You have all these shots. It's usually around 7 to 6 months old. There's another huge one at 12. There's another huge one at 18 months. And none of those shots, none of them, are ever tested in conjunction with one another. That's like coming in and saying, well, listen, we know you have an issue with this problem or you're not feeling good with this. So we're going to start you on Xanax, Paxil, Zoloft, Adderall, and we're just going to start you on all those at one time. And we're just going to see what happens. You'd probably be like, doc, that's a lot of drugs to just start off at one time. I don't think we should do that. Most people would. But yet you go in the pediatrics office and they go, yeah, we're going to do all shots. At what point in natural existence is a child getting exposed to measles, mumps, rubella, diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus, chickenpox, COVID, all at the same time? It's impossible. It has never happened, nor will it ever happen. No child is getting that level exposure to that many viruses in nature at one time. It's physically impossible. So when you're doing this, you got to ask yourself the question, why would you line it up like this? Why would you overload a child's immune system and lymphatic system and everything else with this many toxic shots at one time? This is why I've told people, if you are so bent on this, at least defer them and do singular later on as they get older before they have to go into school. There is absolutely zero rush, zero science backing to do what they do at such an early age with so many shots. Well, there's none.
You can't even get individual MMR shots anymore.
That's the point.
Yeah.
They made it almost impossible.
Well, you know, years ago, I had a friend of mine, and he's a good friend. I love the brother. He's a great man. And he had two daughters. And they ended up having the one daughter, and I pleaded with him. I told him all the stuff I'm telling you right now, right? And I pleaded with him, don't do this. Don't give these girls the shots. Don't follow the shot schedule. But he has some uncle who's a biochemist, who's an idiot, who said, oh, no, you got to follow the exact shot schedule because that's what they teach you in school. See, but just because they teach you this is the way you're supposed to do it, it doesn't mean they're giving you correct information. They're following scientific entrenched dogmas, all they're doing. And he goes, well, I'm following my cousin, the uncle, with a biochemist, blah, 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 blah. I said, don't do this. So he gives his little girl the shots against his wife's wishes, I may add. And we're at dinner with him that night. And she's like got her back arched. She's screaming to high heaven, brain swelling. You already know what happens. You end up with autism. And, you know, I pleaded with him not to do it. Then, to their unbelievable dismay, they injected their older daughter with the same types of shots on her shot schedule. And she ended up in the hospital with brain swelling, almost died. And you're like, what the heck are they thinking? And that's the question, isn't it? Remember the things you're doing? What am I doing? What's it doing to me? And is it okay? Now, why would you do it this way? What am I doing to the children, my children? What's it doing to them? And is that okay? You've got to ask yourself those questions all the time before you follow scientific entrenched dogma. And I have the story of the other guy, the pastor over in Tampa, who basically had a son who was an idiot, and he was going to vaccinate the children with a full shot schedule, and he asked me to please try to convince him. And I sent him 400 articles. Now, you get these articles from Green Med Info. Green Med Info. I'm not promoting his website. I'm not promoting his product. He's not a Christian. But the point is, he has a lot of good articles. And you put in vaccines, it'll pop up like 400 articles against them. And that's why I can't understand why Kennedy can't pull these articles up himself and look at them. I don't understand any of this stuff. The sad part about it is that, you know, when you have kids repeatedly get these diseases, and like, you know, like autism from brain damage, you've got to ask yourself a question. Why are the pediatricians continuing to administer these shots?
And so, especially all in conjunction at the same time.
Well, no, Joss is right, because the body's immune system is not designed to handle that overload.
No. At what point in organic life cycle are you getting exposed to that many viruses at once?
Well, what it does, it creates a cytokine storm.
Exactly what it does. The body can't handle it.
And all of a sudden, you start having all the swelling in the body, and a lot of times these kids die. A lot of times they have sudden infant death because their bodies can't handle it, and it's called an encephalitic scream as the brain swells. And you have that child now that's been permanently brain damaged, and there's nothing you can do to fix it. And suddenly you're like, well, I wonder why that happened. You know, I told you the story of a friend of ours. His wife was pregnant. He got basically decided he was not going to vaccinate the kids just because, you know, none of my children were vaccinated. This kid's like a son to me. And then he's in the gym working out with us one day, and he says he's going to follow the full shot schedule after he told us he wasn't. And then he said, well, I personally believe, this is called providentialism, that if it's God's will for my son to come down with autism, that it'll happen to him. So he's basically taking the work of the devil and putting it on God. And I have to admit, I got really pissed off. And I got so mad I had to go to the house. I was so angry. Because here I was like, my grandbaby was going to get injected. And he just, and his father was being such a moron. His father was one of those guys who liked to do his own Bible studies and kind of make up stuff. And I love the guy. He's a good kid. I'm a good man now. The problem is, makes bad choices in some cases. And sure enough, you know what happened. The kid came down with autism. But again, that would be God's will now. Well, then after that, it was like, no more vaccines. Now, why in the H.E. double sticks does it take that type of example to make him realize how bad these things are? Now his entire family is anti-vaccine. And his sister also had a shot. You give her a kid a shot. And one of the daughters she had ended up having problems with mentally too. And now she's anti-opposed to it. And now the last baby they have, the kid's super healthy, super alert, super everything, no shots. So let me ask you a question. If you know you have a possibility of doing this to a child, why don't you just let them make their own decision when they turn 18? I'm asking the question now. You know, you say, well, you can't put them in school. Well, the state of Florida no longer requires that in the state of Florida. You don't have to have vaccine shots anymore for the state of Florida.
Look at this insanity, dude. They've actually moved back now. It's moved back from the CDC.
Well, because they made it illegal. You can't change it.
To 2 months. 2 months now they're pushing.
Sudden infant death.
Inactive polio, pneumonocodal, influenza B, diphtheria, pertussis, and tetanus, rotavirus, hepatitis B, and RSV now. That starts
at 2 months.
2 months.
And the child cannot even produce antibodies for the first 24 months. Thought I'd mention that to you guys.
Repeated second dose at 2 months, 4 months. Repeated third dose at 6 months. And then you get down here the 18-month shot, and then you run it again. Hepatitis B shot, diphtheria, DTaP on here.
Four doses. God, if it worked, why do you need four doses?
Every time I look at it, it gets worse. And guys, you know, here's the thing. I'm not telling you what to do with your life. I'm not telling you what to do with your family. I'm giving you definitive facts of what they're telling you need to do, and you need to make your own decision. Period. You can't sit here and say, I'm about science. I'm about nature. I'm about health. I'm about freedom. I'm about truth. And then say, this is completely unquestionable. Nothing about this is even slightly odd. Do not question anything they tell you. We're talking about extremely toxic injections that go right through the skin into the blood. at an early, early age with zero ability to even rebuttal what's going on with it because, you know, when they come in and say, this is what you have to do with your child. I already had my daughter Kendall kicked out of the pediatrician office. She went in, she had a cough, wanted to get her checked, just to double check. It was one of the real cold winters. Doctor goes, all shots updated? No. We got medical exemption. We got religious exemption, state of Florida. What do you mean she doesn't have shots? Well, she doesn't have shots. She's got a cough. That's it. But I'm just looking at her right now. I will not see her again until she's fully updated, or you will not be a patient here. Flat out, kicked us out. No, gone. We refuse care if you come in here again without a shot because you haven't had, you know, she was like 2 years old. She's outdated on like 18 injections. All of them have to be updated right now. You come near her, the hypodermic needle, the last thing you will do and be remember is on the floor looking up at the light. You can touch her.
Also says that he's not kidding.
I don't joke. The thing about it is I do not like it when somebody says, you have to do this without question. Do not ask me why. Do not ask me how. Do not ask me if it's safe. Do it right now, peasant, because I said so. Sorry, buddy. That's a hard no for me. If I can't even have a discussion with you about this, we can't even have a debate or even question why in the world there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 injections that go in a 2-month-old baby and then repeat it 4 and repeat it 6 months. Can't even talk about it. Get out. Kindly, I don't like trespassing, especially when I'm armed. Goodbye, won't see you again. So again, ask yourself the question, why, how, and if it's okay. What am I doing? What's it doing to me? And is that okay on here? I got a lot of stuff we got to cover today.
Yeah, but I know. Oh, by the way, the Ozempic divorce, the whole bunch of Hollywood stars now are losing 20, 30, 40, 100 pounds, and they're getting divorced. And they're saying, well, why is that happening? Well, you got a product that basically paralyzes the intestinal tract. It's going to mess up hormones a lot. These people who lose the weight are going to get a lot of attention. And the dynamic as far as libido and all the rest is going to massively change, sometimes massively increase when you drop weight. And sometimes it'll go away after you start on these products. But the reality is that when you start having somebody who changes their physical appearance to that level and they lose like 300 pounds like Jelly Roll did and he gets divorced from his wife or whatever she was, she's got some interesting challenges herself. But you start seeing this stuff, you start asking yourself a question, why are the dynamics changed? Well, relationships get sort of, how should you say, they have established dynamics after a period of years, and suddenly those dynamics start changing. So be really careful when you paralyze your digestive tract with venom, Gila Monster venom. Can't even believe that stuff. It's that stuff, but that's what it is. And you end up in a situation where your body basically changes overnight because of the injections. Be really, really careful because I don't want you using that product to start with, but remember it's going to have all kinds of side effects like this, like unbelievable personality changes almost immediately.
Well, there's another thing here. They said, Ozempic class drugs now tied to rare smell and taste problems. It's the gift that keeps giving. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing that I've had so many people ask me about this product.
It paralyzes the whole alimentary canal.
It wasn't designed to be a weight loss drug. It was a type 2 diabetic drug for people that were extremely morbidly obese and couldn't get their blood sugar under control, basically couldn't stop eating an enormous amount of carbohydrates, especially high glycemic carbohydrates. That was the basis of this drug. It's been around for a while. But now suddenly it's like, oh, it's the new thing. Because remember, that's how they pushed it on social media. That's how they pushed it in Hollywood. They pushed it on there by now. It's this new miracle drug. And with anything that's pharmaceutical, guys, that works that quickly, or at least does something that quickly, you got to question the long-term results because they're saying now suddenly 820,000 adults that were tracked in a recent study, the largest yet to have a possible link between the blockbuster weight loss diabetes drug and basically dissolving taste and smell. I mean, it's like, what's next? What's it going to do next to you? It's like here's the main issue why. When they started having this drug roll out the way it is, so many people started taking it. You now have these massive, massive cohorts of people.
Millions.
Millions of people. Before, it was a rarely used diabetic drug. So it wasn't, there wasn't much long-term research done on it. And a lot of times you got to remember, too, if you have somebody that's 500 pounds, and they're morbidly obese, and they're type 2 diabetic, and now they use this drug, and they cycle out of it, and they lose some serious amount of body fat, and they stop eating high glycemic carbs, you probably are going to show the results are pretty good as far as for what that's needing to do. The problem is you got people that are like 30 pounds overweight. They need to stop eating junk food and Bluebell ice cream at night. But they start taking this, and all of a sudden it's like, well, it was a fairly healthy individual, probably just need to cut back on calories, and now they start hammering this drug and hammering and hammering and hammering and hammering and stay on it. And now it's like, whoa. Body didn't need that, man. Just use berberine. Dihydroberberine, they've already shown in many cases.
How long do you want to paralyze your digestive
tract? Yeah. And that's the other thing, too, is also length of time that I've seen. You know, there's some people I've talked to that use it as like a six-month kickstart, six-week kickstart. I still don't recommend doing that. But you sure do use people that stay on it for extended lengths of time.
Years.
That's where you're starting to see a lot of the side effects of this stuff, dude.
You know, you said something a minute ago, and I want to stop and just sit here and say something about what you said. You said that, you know, you don't get exposed to all of these different types of diseases all at once. And you can't take all of these different shots all at once. And nobody with the right mind would tell you to take all these different drugs at once.
No doctor would do that.
Ritalin, Adderall, morphine, whatever. You start loading up on everything.
Xanax, Paxil, Zoloft, all the time.
But I have seen this, and you've seen it too. We had a dear friend of ours who was a pastor up in Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay? And he ended up having some issues with blood sugar. Severe blood sugar problems, severe hypoglycemia.
Yeah.
And whenever he had the hypoglycemic response, his blood sugar dropped real low. He'd get real moody, real aggressive, real everything.
I wish we would have known about dihydroberberine.
Me too. But what happened? So what happened? He went to a brain clinic, you know, in Atlanta, and they put him on a drug. Now I think it was lithium. I don't think he wouldn't tell me because he was embarrassed. He said he had a mineral that he had a deficiency in. But I'm speculating here. But I'm not giving you any names anyhow. Well, then that worked for a little while, started cooking his brain, which is what it'll do in high dosing. And then he turned right back around. They put him on another drug. And then, I mean, remember, in addition to the lithium. Before it was over, I think he was either on 7 or 10 of these different types of drugs.
It was 7. But it's just a lot.
Yeah, at once.
Yeah.
And finally, he got to the point where he didn't know what he was doing anymore. He's completely incoherent. So he checked himself into a drug rehab program for a week.
Yeah.
Now, here's the problem. When you start coming off of Xanax and those types of products, you can die from that. You can have seizures and die. And so he was in there for a week. He had made a bunch of bad financial decisions. He basically was broke. And so he turned right around and got off the drugs for about a week, you know, in the clinic, got out on his own and put a bullet in his heart, killed himself. You think, well, that's a terrible story. No, it happens all the time when people start taking these drugs. They commit suicide. Sometimes they'll kill their family, kill their wife, kill themselves. They go berserk. They don't know what they're doing anymore because the side effects are you have suicidal tendencies. And sometimes you have psychotic tendencies. When you start messing with the brain and the brain chemistry with these drugs that they give you, it can cause a lot of problems. That's why I always recommend if you have mild to moderate forms of depression or mild to moderate forms of anxiety or whatever, you know, get ready to realize that this is what happens with everybody. A new study just came out that said 50% of the women under 30 years of age now have anxiety and brain disorders and are depressed. 50%. And it's primarily centered with the liberal population. Because, I'll read you the thing. I'll read you the link on it.
Let's I'll talk the basis. The main basis of what it's centered around is too much overstimulation from too many sources, including social media platforms, and having too many aspects that they can't handle anymore, and not the ability to maintain emotional regulation, men and women both. Social media has ruined the world in many cases. You know? It was a tool, now it's a crutch, and now it's turned into a depression-inducing nightmare is what it's done.
First note, the rates of mental illness, usually depression and anxiety, have skyrocketed among young women, unlike their grandmothers. The Pew Foundation found that half the young women under the age of 30 with liberal political views have been formally diagnosed with mental illness. Over half. I mean, formally diagnosed with mental illness. A young man's odds of getting a healthy, mentally happy female partner are less than 50% if he dates a liberal one. Conservative young women are not necessarily all paragons of sanity, but their mental illness rate is far is about average for all the categories. Though against the oldest women, mostly don't report having been diagnosed with any such problem. Anyway, the apex of the mental health crisis is women under the age of 30 with leftist political views. Ones like Rosie O'Donnell. There's a big surprise. And so they start following this leftist ideology, which completely separates them from what God's law is and what God's rules are. And they try to make up their own rules. And they try to become, okay, I can do this, I can do that, I can do this. You know, a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. Like Gloria Steinem said, CIA asset, I may add. All of this stuff is causing massive mental illness problems with women. And it's not helping men because now the men can't find anybody to date because the women are all crazy. And you know, they show up with pink hair and weird colored fingernail polish
that's what I said, too. Then the next factor you have is you've got these girls that are 12, 13, 14 years old now. They're on social media and boys alike. And they're watching this entire fake world of social media. And they're going, well, my life's boring. I'm 14. Why don't I have a Bugatti? Why don't I have 18 girls on a private yacht with me? What am I doing wrong when I'm 18, 19, 20 years old now? The same thing the girls go, and it's skewed the entire population. You know, it's funny. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day in Orlando big exotic dealer up there, car dealer up there. Market's been wild up there. I talk to him all the time. And he said, you know, the crazy thing, Austin, he goes, the population, especially the younger population, he goes, everybody has become so numb to success and goals now because of social media. And he made a statement on this. He goes, you know, 25 years ago, you know, I remember when I saw my first Lamborghini Murcielago at a show. Actually, the door opened up, Dad opened the door, and the driver got mad at him. I remember the story. That's a whole other time.
I almost got a fire.
Yeah, but I remember going, it was a celebration.
Police were dispatched. Like, again.
But that was a side note. But I remember seeing some of these cars in person, and it was like insane. Huge deal. Still remember it. Older I got, saw him again. And he goes, the problem is, he goes, younger generations now don't have that excitement anymore. They don't put a poster on their wall. They don't have a car they put on their shelf, and they have goals. Now they sit on social media and they scroll and they look at every single vehicle in existence that now it appears everybody has. I've talked to numerous people now and they make these statements, especially younger generations. And they go, oh, well, everybody's got a Lamborghini Urus and G-Wagon. Everybody I know's got one. Everybody I know. Everybody I know's got a Lamborghini. Everybody's got this. And I'm like, no, they don't. What world do you live in? Well, I live in Tampa. Everybody's got this. Everybody's got that. Everybody's a millionaire. I'm like, no, they're not.
I heard the same person say that.
I've heard the same thing. Yeah. I've heard multiple times. And I sit there and I listen and I just laugh my butt off. And I'm like, you have no idea what you're even talking about. Nor do you know how hard it is to make that kind of money.
That woman was 25, 26 years old.
And that's exactly my point where I'm getting at. This younger generation has this skewed mindset. They're like, oh, yeah. I remember I talked to one friend of mine and his girl's going, well, you know, when I get out of college, you know, I'm not having any plans until I find a job that's going to pay me at least $1 to $2 million a year. I heard that with my own ears. I said, excuse me, my ears, they're a little rough. I shoot a lot of guns. I said, what'd you say? Well, when I get out, you know, I'm not taking a job until I get at least $1 to $2 million a year. What position are you taking out of college with a bachelor's degree? Well, I don't know. I'm going to find one.
The problem is they're not joking, Austin.
No. It wasn't a joke. They'd be dead serious. And I'm sitting there going, God, the younger generation's gotten skewed.
Well, no, and then that same woman that you and I were talking to, she basically has been diagnosed with pathological lying disorder by a psychiatrist. And you know, so what happens is, it's like everybody in Tampa's got a G-Wagon. Everybody's a multimillionaire.
Everybody's got a Urus.
No, they don't.
No,
and the problem is that they hang out at certain places in Tampa where the people may drive up with, you know, but again, I've been to those same places, a really good restaurant over there, and I don't see any Lamborghinis. I don't see any. The problem is that they believe in their mind and they convince themselves that everybody has this, and it's a lie. It's a lie of the devil's what it
when
is.
It's the social media lie. I've told you guys before. I mean, I went with a buddy of mine to look at a vehicle he was trying to buy, and it was an LLC. There were four guys that owned it, four guys in the LLC. And they all took turns. Each week they had the vehicle. And they explained to me how they do it.
Lamborghini Urus.
It was Urus. My buddy went over there. I went to Tampa to go do an inspection on it. And I'm not buying it. Had a mileage blocker that was on it, by the way. Watch out for those. They put a blocker on them when they buy them so the miles don't roll. You can't tell on the dash. You can't tell on the odometer. You have to take it to a certified center, have to put a scan tool on it, and it'll show you in kilometers what the actual drivetrain has on it. Found that out, too. What vehicle the other day, they had a listing on BAT for trailer. It had 4,000 miles on the dash. Guy ran an inspection, had 32,000 miles on the actual vehicle.
What kind of car was it?
A Aventador SVJ.
Ooh, somebody's been driving that car.
BAT pulled it off. It's a whole thing online about a giant debacle. They're saying 90% of those high-end exotics now, especially the ones that are 4, 5, 6 years old, if you see them with low miles, they all have mileage blockers on them now. Because why? You have the social media generation that couldn't buy these cars. They leased them. They can't afford them. They get repoed, half of them do the huff repos on them, and they turn around because everybody's got one. I want to be cool, but nobody has one. It's all fake. It's Fugazi. It's Fuguzi. There's 6 people that own it, and they all share it, and then it gets repoed because they still can't pay for it. 6 people are trying to pay for it one time.
You know, it's funny because I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and they were saying, well, they're coming to take my TV set away.
TV set?
You're looking at me like I'm looking at you, and I'm like, what do you mean? Well, they're taking the furniture, too. And what they're doing now, they're renting this stuff.
I've heard that.
No, they're renting the furniture. No, there's a place. There's a place I'm not going to mention the name because it's a little hat company here in Auburndale was based. And basically, it. I'm not going to promote that. And the problem is, I mean, I went in there one time to buy a TV. I thought, well, these are used TVs. They got to be, you know, 10 cents on the dollar. That's about all they're worth. And they wanted full retail for it. Used. And I said, what are you guys doing? Well, we don't really sell TVs. We rent them. And, you know, we rent, and everybody has to make a payment every month. And, you know, they rent the washer dryer. They rent the TV. They rent the doggone furniture in the living room. And this lady said to me, she goes, I'm afraid they're going to come take my stuff away. I said, well, it's not your stuff. You're renting it. It belongs to them.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you signed the note on it.
Well, no, and the crazy part about it is it's not like, you know, they had to have this stuff.
It's a TV.
It's a TV.
Yeah,
and the problem that you roll into is, again, it's like I tell you, you buy things you don't need with money you don't have to impress people you don't know. You know, you see the furniture, and it's like $40,000 worth of furniture in the apartment. You're like, how did you afford this? Well, I rent it. It's $1,000 a month. And you're like, and it's a lease to own. And I'm like, what? Well, you have to pay for it for like 8 years. They give it to me. After 8 years, it's not worth 10 cent, 5 cents on the dollar.
You probably paid $10,000 for the couch with interest accrued on it.
Well, and more, it's more, the whole house. You know, so you ask yourself the question.
Couch.
Well, what they do is they find these young people, these people that are basically not understanding what they're fixing to do, like student loans, and they go, at least you can bankrupt the dog on furniture rentals.
You can't bankrupt student
can't
loans.
Can't bankrupt the student loans. And they find these people that are basically all wrapped up in social media. Well, I've got this designer couch. I've got this designer bedroom set.
Yeah.
The bedroom set was $25,000. Well, they don't tell you that they're leasing it from a leasing company.
Well, and it's the course seller generation. We all joke about it in the world. You saw all these kids now, they go to Miami. Well, I'm going to sell courses on how to show people how to get rich.
I've met one of those one time.
There's a ton of them now. Now they've all collapsed. Everybody's going bankrupt. What they do is they go and finance everything. They make some money. They have this giant Ponzi scheme. You pay me $5,000. I'll show you how to buy a Lamborghini Urus. People do put a shell of money, especially during COVID.
And then backcharge it.
Well, they find out that the people don't have anything. They're selling the courses. Everything's leased or rented. They're completely broke. Every single month, any dollar they get from selling courses goes to payments. And then eventually they go busted and everything goes gone. There's a big influence down there. You got to... $3 million hypercar repossessed after 2 months in Miami. Not joking.
But he had it for 2 months?
Scion. S-A-I-N.
I bet he never made a payment.
Never made a payment. Had it in his parking garage. Got repoed out of his parking garage. Now I got yourself a question. If you have the ability, I mean, it's insane car. $3.2 million hypercar. Why in the world is it in a parking garage? Clearly, you can't afford it.
Should be dry. Probably had no insurance on
it. Yeah, clearly it needs to be in your, you know, shop with your 20 other car collection if you have that kind of stupid money. But it don't. And so that's the generation now. So I encourage you in this. I say it all in this before I get into other topics because I'm health stuff I want to cover. Be careful what your children get exposed to and what they get obsessed with and what they get focused on. This younger generation now is focusing on a world that doesn't exist. That's a problem. It's one thing to have a goal. You have a car on the wall. It exists. Something you want to achieve one day. You save up your money. You build a business. You do something. You're 30s and 40s. You finally buy that Z06. Awesome goal. We're not even talking about having goals anymore. We're talking about this fantasy land, fairy tale, never, never land, Peter Pan world that doesn't exist, that the little hat people have created through a fake media alternative to keep people now going after this carrot that's not even there. It's a figmented matrix hologram that people can't even achieve, but they think it's there because we got 50 carrots in front of our faces that we're going after, and none of them exist. Be careful what they're doing to the younger generation for this because it's ruining minds, it's ruining goals, it's ruining desire, and they think, well, I'm 21 now. I don't have all this stuff that everybody else has on YouTube, so I must be a failure. What should I do with my life now? And then they get more depressed, and then they go on Xanax and Paxil and stare at social media more, and they get more and more and more of a hole.
And they start smoking pot all the time.
Start smoking pot all the time. Then they're so exhausted. Then they're doing Adderall all the time. Then they're so tired from the hyper, you know, cortisol from that. Then they start getting anxiety, so they go on the Xanax.
And they get fat.
Watched
and
it,
and they
happen.
Lose the weight. And now another thing you got to be careful with: if you got a kid, now this I'm going to give you some personal advice here that's going to be really, really, really important. And that kid has this fantasy world built into their lives. Don't let them get near your credit cards.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now I've seen this happen with families. The kid goes into the dad's wallet, takes a credit card. Dad doesn't recognize his guy. There, all of a sudden, 1 month later, that child has maxed out the credit card. And, you know, all of a sudden it's like, because they had the fantasy and they went out and bought, you know, the premium Disney package and the tickets and they went on vacation for the month.
I've seen it before.
We've both seen it. And they go out and all of a sudden you look down at your credit card statement. If you got a good balance on or a good credit line, my God, they charged $42,000. It's gone.
And our card's maxed out.
Now here's the problem you run into. Now listen to me. Here's the problem. Now you've got to make a choice.
Yeah.
I'm going to either have this person arrested for stealing the credit card and put them in prison for this, or I got to eat the bill. That's a heck of a bad choice either direction. And you get
a horrible decisive position to be in.
Think about that for a second. And I know somebody this happened to.
And it all comes down to that teenager chasing a fantasy world that doesn't exist because they've been exposed to this pixie dust world that the little hats have created in order to keep people distracted, misguided, and misdirected in directions that are not beneficial.
And what they do, they turn into pathological liars because they're trying to impress everybody with what they don't have because they say everybody should have it. And then they really start believing that everybody's got a Lamborghini, everybody's got a Urus, everybody. No, I've seen it. I don't know what to say about it, but this is what happens with social media. That's why I'm glad you brought that up, Austin, when we talked about this, because then they have to go on anxiety drugs.
That's how the cycle works. I've probably watched this happen a dozen times now with families. I mean, it's not abnormal anymore. And all of a sudden, well, my child's so depressed. Why? What is the base? See, I'm always a root person on something. What's the cause and effect? Why are they having these issues? Why are they fighting these issues? Because mental disorders can be really real, very real, deadly real.
And cause suicide.
Yeah.
That's right.
So when it's something happens, you got to say, well, what's causing it? Is it overstress? Is it over cortisol? Is it over? And a lot of times now, it's all going down to this root cause, and the root cause is almost exceptionally high exposure to social media.
Now, one more thing, too. If you got money, I mean, I know a lot of my listeners are very wealthy. I know that. Here's the thing you got to be careful with. Don't give your children too much stuff.
Yes.
Because you start giving them stuff at a young age, I'm going to buy them a brand new Bentley when they're 16 years old. What's their goal in life now?
That's exactly right.
I mean, if they wanted a brand new Bentley, they've already had it. And then they drop out of college because why should I work? My parents are going to die and I'm getting all the money anyhow. I'm just waiting for my mother to die. I'm just waiting for my father to die. I'm waiting for the whole family to die. I knew a kid in high school. I'm not going to mention him. He's dead now. And he was an unbelievable trust fund baby. And all he ever talked about was when his grandparents die. When his grandparents die, he's getting all his money. And he ended up killing somebody in an automobile accident while he was drunk and went to prison. You know, and so his whole life changed because he got a wrongful death suit against him. And, you know, he ended up dying pretty doggone young. And all he did was just piss people off his entire life because he was a trust fund baby. I'm telling you, he's the most selfish person I think I've ever met. Always ask you to help him do this. If you ever ask him to do anything for you, he wouldn't do it. Now, I'm going to say something to you. Givers can't be friends with takers. You're going to get tired of it. Givers have to be friends with givers, period.
That's a fact.
That's why, you know, we really cater to you guys that are our 3%ers. I love you guys.
Oh, speaking of that.
What do you got going?
Thank you. I'm glad you brought that up.
Wait a minute. You're going to announce it now?
I'm announcing now.
Now?
You
guys are going to love this.
I'm developing it right now. You know, we have point system, healthmasters.com. You guys know that. You get a point for every dollar. We're expanding that entire platform now. I've had a lot of people ask me about this, and I'm doing it, and I'll explain to you guys. I'm doing this for the sole purpose of our customers, our listeners, our supporters that want to be able to be more involved, that want to have better deals, more opportunities, more connection with Health Masters, and be able to get essentially more product, more stuff that you guys want, that you need, and have an opportunity for it.
For us to give you better benefits.
Basically give you guys better service, but it's only going to be to people that work with Health Masters and support us and take care of us, and we take care of you guys. So the point system structure that we're going to have at Health Masters, it's going to be massively expanded. We're going to have all these different levels of things as far as reward points. Call them bro or bucks. So basically its own little economy inside of Health Masters. So essentially you buy something, it's, you know, one bro or buck for every dollar is how it's been. We're going to have certain things now in certain times where it's going to be like 2 and 3 and 4X. Meaning like you buy $100 order, you're going to get 400 brower bucks with it. And then the reward system is going to be really cool. So stuff's going to be on there. Like, for example, you know, express expedited shipping. It's $20. We ship you anywhere in the country. We'll have it there in 2 to 3 business days. You guys know the VIP Express. You try it. If you haven't, you'll love it. We subsidize a huge portion of it. It costs us a lot, but it gives you guys great service.
But you spend your brower bucks for it.
But you spend your brower bucks for it, and it'll be even cheaper than $20. So it'd be like 1,750 points, which even just a 1-to-1 ratio, that's only $17, right? Well, if you get 2 to 3X points when we're running a special for you, you're going to get like VIP Express. When you actually cash it in, it's going to be like $9, $10 VIP Express. The only way this happens is with customers that are basically working with us and loyal with us, and that are basically buying product, and we're going to take care of you guys to the point. I'm going to have stuff on there where you can use reward points to get an entire free can of Ultimate Multiple Powder. Yeah, I said that. Like, a whole can for free. Cash it in.
It's like a $70 value.
Right. It'll be way cheaper. I'm doing this because I want to really encourage and thank everybody that's been working with us and say, hey, listen, we're doing this to give back to you, because none of this stuff you're going to be able to get with buying it with cash, the Fugazi currency that just gets made up in thin air, that we just get told is real money, this currency. We're doing this to continue to give back to you guys. It's a really cool program. It's going to make some really insane deals on stuff. But I don't mind doing that, because like we did a couple weeks ago, we did free VIP express shipping on orders of $200 or more. I've got so much feedback from that. I mean, I had a customer basically that, you know, they're in Texas. They bought a product from us on Wednesday. Thursday, the product's at their door. And they're like, now I'm not saying we do that. It can't be that all the time. Sometimes good stuff is two or three business days. But they're like, this is insane. Best shipping I've ever had. It's faster than Amazon. I said, that's what my goal is, to compete against them, to outbeat them, and to give you guys the best service for the best product you can get. And thank you guys for supporting Health Masters. So stay in touch. The reward system, you see it down here on the screen. This is the points system right here. I've got 60 points. I guess I need to buy some more stuff from the site. But we're going to expand this significantly and have an entire section of different things you can use your rewards points on, instead of just trying to get a cash discount, but actually get some really cool stuff. And basically, it's going to be free for you. So you use the points in, you cash it in, and you guys get to enjoy a lot of huge perks.
Well, a lot of times people have questions they want to ask me and Austin personally.
There you go. Here's the next thing. You know,
they have personal. They don't want to post it on YouTube. They don't want to do anything.
Right.
They want to ask us directly. And it's kind of difficult to do that because, you know, we're busy.
And let me say this. It's difficult as well on certain emails to answer things as well as I can answer them.
Well, you have to be careful. You can't say something. You can't put something
in writing.
You can't put it in writing.
So we're going to have a section on it too. We're going to have X amount of rewards points. You basically can schedule a 15-minute conversation with me or Dad or with both of us. Mm-hmm. We got to figure out the rate that we're going to do on it.
As far as points.
It
won't cost anything. It'll just be points.
Just points. So if you've got a couple thousand points lined up, you're like, you know what? I don't care about trying to get a discounted product. I'm scheduling time. Boom, you cash in your rewards. Here's my section. You fill out a form on it. We schedule a time with you. And you talk whatever you want, by the way.
You can ask any question you want.
You want to talk about Antarctica? We'll talk about Antarctica with you for a bit.
You want to talk about the blood of Christ? We'll talk about it. Anything you want.
I'm doing this to connect more with our customers and supporting us, and it's something you can't buy with paper dollars, with the little hat people money. This is our own ecosystem inside Health Masters that we're going to develop, and you guys can enjoy and work with us.
Well,
and
we can work with you guys better. It's like a lot of people are members of Marriott, okay?
Yeah.
And they use Marriott rewards cards.
Yeah.
Okay? And so it's going to be kind of like that.
There's certain perks you get, certain levels, things you can cash them in on.
Oh, by the way, we got a really good perk for the former CEO of Cracker Barrel. She's been fired.
Oh, I saw it. Canned. Boop. Gone.
You talk about some liberal nightmare woman.
They still have not got their shares back up to where
they
were.
And they haven't got their sales back up either. So shares of Cracker Barrel Country Store have yet to recover from the outgoing CEO, unbelievably stupid, in my opinion, Julie Mazzino's brief woke rebranding effort last year. The family dining chain quickly restored its iconic old country store logo. Even Donald Trump got involved in this. Still, the failed overhaul now appears to have most cost Mazzino her job. Should have cost her job a year ago. Should have been fired immediately after exposing a serious failure of brand stewardship. I like that term, brand stewardship. You've got to take care of your brand. You cannot ever, ever take care of it, you know, and try to get it back. And now she's found it out. You can't lose it and get it back. Shares plunged by more than half in the months, and it's still 14% below where they were, and her sales have never been repaired. And what crazy part about it is, I used to drive by Cracker Barrel in Lakeland, and it was packed. Not anymore. Now you will drive by, there's, you know, a few dozen cars in the parking lot. That's it.
That's Sunday afternoon.
And that's Sunday. That's after church people, and you're kind of like, and now, don't get me wrong, I'm not a big Cracker Barrel fan, okay? But they've got great biscuits. They really do have really good biscuits. And so I every once in a while, I would go there and I'd tell them to make sure they cook my eggs in butter, which you have to tell them because they won't. They bring real butter to the table, or they used to. And then in the back, they don't use butter. They use some type of hydrogenated oil product or some type of, you know, seed oil. So be really careful. If you do decide to eat there, go in and make sure you tell them you want your eggs cooked in real butter. Cracked shells. Well, if you order them over easy, over medium, they've got to give you real eggs anyhow. Make sure you do all of that stuff. But
well, if you guys are in Florida, the restaurant Kiki's, K-E-K-E, they will completely and totally cater to you for breakfast when it comes to butter and anything else you want. Tell them I'm allergic to soybean oil. I just did this on Sunday with my kids.
That takes care of it immediately.
They want a brockatuffle with basically whole egg omelets.
That's fried eggs.
Well, brockatuffle fried potatoes.
Nobody knows what brockatuffle is, or unless they're German.
Well, fried potatoes.
Yeah, well, they know.
Well, now they know. You said fried eggs.
Oh.
Right. So basically, I want some of that. I don't eat potatoes much, but I wanted big whole eggs, omelet. I wanted cheese, grilled onions.
Remember that time I went over there with you and they said that they brought out the brokkartoffel and they were cooked in soybean oil?
Well, it's floating. You could see it and you're like, awesome, what is this?
I said, I think it was canola oil.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, I don't want this. This is nasty. And they, I said, I want these cooked in butter. Remember, we brought them back to the kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And the kids, they wouldn't touch the ones with the canola. They tasted nasty. Brought them back in butter. Oh, man, everybody wanted more.
Plate was dry.
It's like, you know, fried potatoes and real butter is like a dessert. It really, really is.
So that's a place you could go if you want to eat something clean. Remember, you got the opportunity now. Test the restaurant out. They come up to the table and they go, are there any known allergens? First thing I say at a restaurant like that, I'm like, yes. Everybody at the table is allergic to soybean oil and canola oil. Bam. The doggone manager came out. He came out after the guy. He goes, I didn't know anything else on there. We're cooking this completely separate section. I'm handling this now. Everything's getting basically swapped out.
Butter.
I didn't know. He tried to tell me. He's like, well, you know, the soybean oil and canola oil, he's telling me how, like, this different blend. And I said, that's cool. Everything has to be cooked in butter. If it comes out of soybean oil, I said, I get super allergic to it. It causes massive inflammation. It does. I'm not lying. Done. Butter. Nothing else touches it but butter. Comes out. I mean, yeah, gosh, it was good.
Oh, by the way, Iran is now targeting Melania and Barron Trump with vile assassination threats.
Oh, of course they
are. Now, first of all, I don't believe this. I don't believe it. Because, I mean, 99% of what they tell you is a lie anyhow. What are they doing this for? Because they're trying to find some way to justify going in and bombing the crap out of Iran
Bombing. Dude, we're doing ground invasion on Iran. I called it out 4 months ago. We already sent a tier one operators in. But that's already been confirmed.
But the crazy part about it is they have to make sure. Remember, we got the reason we're going into Kuwait and we're going into Iraq is because they were throwing babies out of incubators.
Yeah.
Remember that? Back in the 90s? Nothing was even true. None of that ever happened. It was all a lie. It was all staged. You know, watch Wag the Dog.
Oh, man, remember when Hamas invaded Israel with hang gliders and throwing grenades? And they were decapitating babies?
And it never happened? And Israeli special forces were told to stand down, let the hang gliders come in, because they were probably, you know, their own troops.
Kind of like planes in that miraculously took down two towers, but somehow the passports never disappeared from the...
And the nose cone passed through undamaged.
That was always the funny thing to me. The plane goes through the trade towers. This isn't funny. It's a nightmare. 9/11 was horrific to everybody. But suddenly, out of all the rubble, we find all the terrorist passports completely intact. Yeah, that's just...
That's such a bear, huh?
I can't even get into that one.
A couple quick headlines. Trump administration gives vendors under 3 weeks to create a computer simulation model for a military draft for the Iran invasion. What is for? Second one, high-level federal source reports Israel's training U.S. security personnel for martial law and gun violence confiscation in the United States.
They've been doing that for years.
And you think to yourself, well, this can't be true. Yeah. To blurred front lines, Trump is now to meet Zelensky as Ukraine and Iran wars collide. This is turning into a major conflict over there in the Middle East. It's turning into a real mess as Bible prophecy is basically fulfilled. And now this is a wonderful one, too. This is unbelievable, Seattle police chief, unveils woke new term for gangs. She calls them small groups now.
That's just the name, small groups?
The gangs. The gangs that run around with their machine guns killing people because they're basically nightmare communists and they want to kill everybody.
Small groups.
Yeah, they're small groups now. Well, yeah, we have small groups for church meetings. I mean, we're called. These small groups are going around doing these horrible things. Why don't you call them gangs? Well, you can't call them gangs because they're identifying as anti this and anti that.
Do you remember when the George Floyd riots were happening? They were burning down entire cities. And you remember when CNN got on? They said, and it was ironic. They're walking around and there's a building completely on fire. Halftime was almost an entire city on fire. And they said, well, these are mostly peaceful protesters. Mostly peaceful.
As fires raging.
I'm like, this is a clown show. Here's an article that came up. I watched a snippet of it. I haven't watched the whole thing, so I can't say I agree with Dr. Zach Bush on everything he said. However, the section that I saw, though, he said, here we are 100 years later, thinking cancer is coming out of the woodworks and attacking healthy human bodies. He goes, what we're seeing now is a metabolic collapse, and he's blaming it on glyphosate poisoning. He covered this on Joe Rogan. He said, one of the issues you're running into is a massive failure in the metabolic syndrome with the body because there's such a disruption with what we're seeing now with the species, because we're pumping in so many unnatural chemical-based compounds into the food supply that people can't get their bodies regulated properly. Everything's in dysregulation now. He said modern society mistakenly treats health as people acquire through medicine, technology. He goes, health was never something we possessed. It's something we participated in. We always had to maintain it. And now suddenly we're going against the law of nature because we're trying to add in all these synthetic man-made chemical compounds into our bodies, into our diets, and then we're trying to at the same time fight cancer off with man-made synthetic chemicals to fight cancer. And he goes, it doesn't work. We're watching basically the breakdown of the human body in real time because we've never experienced something where we're building synthetic chemicals to make you sicker while we're building synthetic chemicals to fix you from the chemicals we're killing you with.
Well, I've seen it a lot, especially with younger people. They're starting to have complete metabolic breakdown before the age of 30. They're exhausted all the time. They're tired all the time. They're living on coffee. They're living on stimulants. They're living on stuff. They're living on Adderall. They're living on Ritalin. They're trying to keep their body going. They're living on social media. And they basically get into a situation where their bodies start to collapse. And then they come in and they give them drugs to try to fix the collapse when the collapse is being caused from a systemic overload of drugs, chemicals and bad food.
Synthetic stabilizers.
And poor lifestyles. And you try to help these people with their lifestyle choices, they get angry. Well, you know, you really don't need to stay up until 6 o'clock every night. You know, you're 30 years old. You're not a child. You're not 12 anymore. It's the best problem. You give a kid an iPhone and let them have it in the bedroom at night.
No.
They don't come off of it. They stay on it all night. They'll watch TikTok videos until they collapse from exhaustion.
No, they will. Full addictive properties. Well, social media.
Because they want the AI to take over, control the hearts and the minds of everybody. They've got to program everybody. Now, if you're sick, you're easier to control. I'm going to say it again. If you're sick and diseased and you feel awful, you're easier to control because you want your medicine. Okay? Are you denying me my medicine? No, you don't really need it. No, you're denying it to me. I have to have my medicine. Okay, well, I'm sick. I have to have it. You have an excuse now. You have a crutch to use as to why you have to have these drugs. And AI is going to do a really good job of doing that, by the way. Now, here's another article by Leo again. Americans are being mind controlled to accept an AI takeover. Trump, remember, this is artificial reality. Trump and Musk among those leading the brainwashing barrage, playing up the good while ignoring the bad. Last week, President Trump told us in his post to his social account that AI data center is going to make us all filthy rich.
Wow.
They are cash cows, money makers, tax reducers, job creators, blah, blah, blah. Don't fight against them, he said. You're wasting your time. These massive data centers are liquid gold, and they're going to make so many people wealthy that you can't stop them from being built. No, it's going to make the little hat people wealthier. Period.
I had a conversation yesterday that really, I didn't know how to handle it. Good friend of mine, Orlando, works for an electrical contract company. He called me up yesterday. I don't want to get in trouble. And, no names, nobody, I don't know. But basically, I was informed that Auburndale is going to be the epicenter for a massive data center. It's already in the works. Out off a giant road that goes by a college. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, my gosh. Over by
the don't put names out there, but yeah. It's already in the works. It's already pre-planned. There's a huge area of land that nobody can figure out what's getting done with it off the side of I-4. And he just told me yesterday exactly what they're going to do with it. He's under agreements. He can't disclose all of it. He told me a few things, but I can't disclose a lot of it.
When did the county commissioners meet on this crap?
Does it? It's in no man's land. It's between Lakeland and Auburndale. It's in this industrial center that basically it doesn't exist.
It's over by that
you know what I'm talking about.
Tech College.
It's
Pace Road, right?
Yes, it's right between these two areas where both cities kind of fight about everything, and it's in this like no man's land. And it falls.
But county commissioners should have say on this.
They can, but they're going to. They're already planning. They put it this way: the electrical.
That's 5 miles from us.
The electrical company already said they know it's going to be greenlit to basically get put up. It's going to be a 2 to 3 year project, and I'm like, well, thanks for the heads up. But so this stuff is going in at a rapid rate. For one reason and one reason only, to manage and control algorithms and monitor and develop everything. Now, one thing I want to cover real quick here, I had a bunch of listeners on the YouTube. We got a ton of comments and everything. Somebody asked a question. They said, do you sell any products that help with thinning the blood? No, I don't sell blood thinners. I don't sell any products like blood thinners. However, what I do sell is nutraceutical supplements that can help out with blood viscosity in some cases. May help support. Vitamin E.
Healthy blood viscosity.
Healthy blood viscosity. That's what I'm saying. Vitamin E and CoQ10 are great for blood viscosity.
And also NAC?
Yeah, and acetylcysteine can help out.
And the other one? The spike protein survival kit?
Yeah. If you're looking at it, though, from a circulation standpoint, vitamin E and CoQ10 are great. HH stimulates incredible. Mm-hmm. But that only – inventory's getting a little low on that one.
Okay. By the way, you know, Trump always calls everybody Democrat if they oppose anything. Of course, nothing but further the truth. This fight against data centers is one of the most partisan issues in America today. Nobody, regardless of political affiliation, is for higher electricity and water rates. draining the reservoirs and the aquifers, destroying neighborhoods and property values with noise pollution, while contributing to an AI-powered surveillance state. However, by casting those fighting against these monstrosities as Democrats, Trump is attempting to keep the opposition to AI free for all to a minimum, because no Republican wants to be called a Democrat. I don't believe it will work. He's going to keep trying. Just like he said, those pushing for the release of the Epstein files were all Democrats. And those against the disastrous war in Iran are all Democrats, yada, yada. Trump never mentions that his own sons, Don Jr. and Eric, are personally invested in the data center boom, as reported by Forbes in an article from February 20, 2025. Anyway, you get the point. Trump wants thousands of data centers all over the country, and he will lie to get them. That was last week. This week, we hear from another member of the billionaire brainwashing club, Elon Musk. He says, our tech overlords keep tell us that the artificial intelligence will soon create a world of abundance while solving our major problems. Okay, this is the lie that happened in Genesis chapter 6, when every thought was being controlled all of the time and every thought was evil. Jesus said this would happen. He said this would happen in the New Testament thousands of years ago. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return. So all I can say is, come quickly, Lord Jesus. And maybe you can stop this mess before it starts affecting everybody like it did last time.
You're not kidding. Here's a... This isn't funny at all, but it's ironic because it's always the little hats. U.S. company now recalls more than 19 million eggs.
Here we go again.
19 million eggs. Here's why. And I quote, because they have the potential to be contaminated with salmonella.
All eggs always have that potential, Austin.
They have the potential to be contaminated with salmonella. So Food and Drug Administration has put a notice out, and they've called 19 million eggs. You know, you want to talk about controlling the market and market price? These guys, are just they don't stop. It's never enough.
Eggs are going through the roof again.
They're again, they're going back up. Now they're saying diesel's causing the cost of everything to go up again.
Diesel?
No, because diesel's, you know, almost $6 a gallon on this pump. But people don't realize it's a total manipulatory tactic once again. They do this every single time now. It's a pump and dump. It's a pump and dump scheme. Oh, straighter moose. You know, oil's at like $80-something dollars a barrel now, but diesel's almost at $6 a gallon. When oil back in 2008, 2009, hit $150 a barrel, we barely hit $5 a gallon. I remember specifically the truck market was soft. We barely hit $5 a gallon for like a week or two. At $150 a barrel. We're at $80 a barrel on average now, on a length. Was at 70 last week. It's 80 now. And we're pushing almost $6 a gallon for diesel. This, again, is nothing more than manipulatory tactics to try to extract as much wealth as they can out of the population. So focus on the things you control. Focus on your family. Focus on your health. Focus on your nutrition. And continue to get the truth out there, my friends, every day. Because everybody has a right to learn the truth. It's decide what you want to do with it. If you guys want to listen, listen. If you don't, don't. Completely up to you. But in the meantime, we're making Brower bucks. We're going to help everybody out that helps us out. We're going to continue to support our Health Masters community, the highest quality supplements in the world. So thank you guys again for the support. Thank you for getting the truth out there every day. And don't let this stuff fluster you. Focus on what you need to focus on. And I would never recommend using laser pointers to flock cameras.
No,
or I would never recommend that. That's a horrible decision. Do not do that at all.
Oh, by the way, they found another dinosaur with skin and flesh intact. That's supposed to be, you know, 20 million years old.
Oh, no, it's like 55 million years old now.
No, these are lies. The Earth is not that old. I mean, this is total lies. I could do a whole show on dinosaurs, but I'm not going to. Hey, God loves you. I can't say you love the dinosaurs because they're gone.
But he loves you. There's a reason why.
Because somebody sinned against the reptiles. But I love you, and I appreciate you guys. Thank you for your support, and thank you for being here for us, and thank you for kind of putting up with us sometimes. But always keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life. Love you guys. We got 1 minute left.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, berberine, last day on sale. If you want to look at some of the best metabolic support blood sugar stack on the market, dihydroberberine. There's an article on here on the website. My brother posts these up for me. Great writer, excellent writer, he's an attorney, and he puts together some of the most up-to-date research you will ever find on this site. I mean, there's stuff he's put up on here that literally just got done. There's one article he wrote for me 3 days after the clinical trial got released. I mean, 3 days. Nobody even knew. I didn't even know it existed yet. So I try to keep everything updated on here on a regular basis, anywhere from vitamin C to whey protein to showing taking the right amount of supplements to vitamin D and magnesium to dihydroberberine. You want it. We put it together for you guys. Again, once again, I don't charge anything for this. I'm about to, though, because I'm getting tired of people asking the same questions, and then I give this to them, and then they want more research. It happened to me the other day. Well, you have more research. I said, the clinical trial came out last month. Well, I need more research on it. thank you guys, the ones that support us. I appreciate you guys not doing that to me. Have a blessed night. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you again on this show tomorrow, as always.
I love you guys. Appreciate you.